This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Now with part one of the Morning Farm Show, we'll join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besch.
Thank you. Here are your closing grain future quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. March corn was 422, down 1.5. May corn, 430.25, down 1.5. July corn, 437, down 1.75. January soybeans were 1312.5, down 15.75. March soybeans, 1292.5, down 16.25. May soybeans, 1277, down 15. March wheat was 605.25, up 4.75. May wheat, 612, up 4.5. July wheat, 616.75, up 4. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is Tuesday's reported grain prices and trends prepared by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Tuesday afternoon. Wheat found support from technical trading, and positive growing conditions in South America weighed on soybean prices. And without any positive news, corn followed soybeans lower. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 2 cents lower at $3.94 to $4.14. Soybean bids were 17 to 21 cents lower at $12.79 to $12.95. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 1 cent lower at $3.94 to $4.17. Soybean bids were 16 to 17 cents lower at $12.90 to $3.17. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were mixed at $3.98 to $4.24. Soybean bids were 15 to 16 cents lower at $12.98 to $13.35. Wheat bids were 5 to 12 cents lower at $5.85 to $6.33. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 16 cents lower at $13.13 to $13.21. Basis was steady at optioned 8 over the January. High pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at $4.64.70 to $4.84.70, down $12.60 with basis steady at 30 to 47 over the January. Illinois River Barge loading elevators quoted their producer corn bids 2 to 3 cents lower at $4.10 to $4.17, with basis steady to 1 cent lower at 5 to 12 under the March. Soybeans ended down 14 to 28 cents at $13.25 to $13.28, with basis mixed at 12 to 15 over the January. July wheat prices were up 4 cents at $5.92 to $6, with basis steady at 17 to 25 under the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 1 cent lower at $4.36 to $4.42. These elevators lowered their soybean prices by 19 cents, with quotations at $13.51 to $13.57. Soft wheat closed 1 to 4 cents higher at $6.40 to $6.41. Milo ended the day 2 to 6 cents lower at $4.66 to $4.67. And contract bids for producers for new crop corn in the northern part of the state at $4.05 to $4.16. New crop soybeans at $10.90 to $11.01. In the central part of the state, corn for new crop at $4.10 to $4.25. Soybeans new crop $10.95 to $11.10. And in the southern part of the state, corn for November delivery at $4.03 to $4.30. Soybeans for October delivery at $11 to $11.23. And wheat for July delivery at $5.61 to $5.87 in the southern part of the state. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys, the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now, here are your closing prices from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. December live cattle were $134.50, up 10 cents. February live cattle, $134.62, down 47 cents. April live cattle, $135.30, down 45 cents. January feeder cattle were $166.70, down 57 cents. March feeder cattle, $167.40, down 55 cents. April feeder cattle, $168.10, down 72 cents. February lean hogs were $85.42, up 45 cents. April lean hogs, $90.67, up 22 cents. May lean hogs, $98.20, no change. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday the 31st afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 186 higher in the range of $73.31 to $79, with the weighted average carcass price of $77.99. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows are trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 60 to 67, 4 to 5 weights 63 to 72, 5 to 550 weights 67 to 73, and 550 and up 68 to 74. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging in price from $54 to $59. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 19,037 head, and in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 135 and heifers on a live basis traded at 130.150 to 135 and on a dress basis is at 212. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 632 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $84.37, and that was 74 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $200.65, and that was 94 cents higher, with select carcasses at $196.41, and that was 95 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 100,000. That compared to 43,000 last week and no slaughter for a year ago today. Hog slaughter was estimated at 364,000, which compared to 173,000 last week and 5,000 for a year ago. Now from Arthur, Sale Barn, the weekly hay report. Compared to last week, small squares of alfalfa and alfalfa mixed hay traded steady, with grass hay mostly 75 to a dollar higher. Wheat straw traded 50 cents lower. They had receipts of 2,544 bales, and starting with the alfalfa premium quality small squares, they were $5.50 to $7.50. Large squares were $100. Small squares, good quality alfalfa, were $4.50 to $4.80, and the large squares $50 a bale. Alfalfa orchard grass premium quality small squares were $6 a bale. Alfalfa mixed grass, good quality small squares, were $4.75 to $4.85 a bale, and the large squares were $82 to $85. Orchard grass premium quality small squares, $6 to $9, and mixed grass good quality small squares were $5 to $5.50. They also had large rounds, 37 to 40, and large squares at 35 to 51. Oat straw, good quality small squares, were 2.25 to 2.75. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. January corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.24. January corn delivered to Scottville, $4.15. January beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $13.26. And wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.05. Once again, those prices are: corn at Greenfield is $4.24, corn at Scottville is $4.15, beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $13.26, and wheat at Scottville is $6.05. Congress is hardly any more predictable than the weather, but Aaron Anthony says the legislative forecast for early 2014 looks pretty good to farmers and ranchers.
Just like a bumper crop, though, there's a lot that's been done over the past 12 months to get a farm bill and waterways infrastructure legislation well on their way to the president's desk. That these bills are so close to being ready for the president's signature is proof that farmers and ranchers are dedicated to educating their congressional delegations and being satisfied with nothing less than action. One of the best examples of that was Farm Bureau's Bring the Heat campaign. As part of this grassroots effort, farmers and ranchers spoke out at town hall meetings, had one-on-one conversations with lawmakers and their staff, and made quite a few phone calls to get legislators fired up about finalizing the farm bill and moving waterways transportation legislation. despite the chilly winter temperatures that will have most of the U.S. shivering in early 2014. Farmers and ranchers will be turning up the temperature on Congress, calling for action on immigration reform, tax reform, renewable fuels, the Clean Water Act, food safety, and many other issues.
The end of the year is always hectic with various holidays and people preparing to ring in the new year. That end of the year hectic atmosphere is being clearly portrayed in the markets. I spoke with Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions to try to get some clarity.
Well, very thin trade, very thin and choppy trade. Typically, we see the markets, those traders who are still participating, squaring the positions for the end of the year books and for preparing for the new year when we tend to see some new buying come in. And so that tends to be supportive. This year, the tone has been quite negative, and I think it's a red flag for the grain and oilseed prices when you see a time when you have one of the strongest seasonal tendencies for prices to firm that we get all year long and things go down. I think that's a red flag for grain and oilseed prices for what lies ahead.
So what do you think lies ahead? Where do you see everything heading in 2014?
Well, for soybeans, let me put it this way, for the row crops overall, soybeans are the leader. And so which way they go, corn is going to go if they make a strong move, either up or down. And soybeans are going to be led by what happens weather-wise in South America. Global demand for soybeans is very strong. We need every bushel of soybeans produced. We're quickly running out of exportable supplies here in the United States. It's essential that South America comes up with a good crop, which they're on pace to do right now. The next 45 days are critical for South America. And once the global market becomes comfortable with the availability of a large South American crop, then we anticipate that we'll see cancellations of U.S. supplies. On the other hand, if those supplies in South America are threatened, then we could see aggressive buying and the need to ration U.S. supplies. And corn will have to follow one way or the other, or at least that would be the thinking that it probably will follow one way or the other. When you look at wheat, wheat stocks in the world are snug. When you look at them as percent of annual usage, soft red winter wheat supplies domestically are particularly snug, but they're not tight enough to force the rationing issue, and they're not tight enough to create problems if we have a big crop coming in the northern hemisphere. But they're vulnerable enough, and we have large enough short positions by the speculative funds that we could get a sizable short covering rally if something were to scare them out of their short positions. So I think wheat has had quite a trek down, but has some potential to come back up if we see any type of headlines about problems anywhere. That's still the big unknown right now. The overall tone among traders is bearish. That could change at any moment, but right now it's still bearish.
As far as a planting season for the U.S. coming up, do you think that we're going to see more acres planted of soybeans than of corn because farmers are going to recognize that currently there's a global shortage of soybeans?
That's what the market needs to make sure happens. And we're certainly hearing about a number of farmers across the Midwest planning to make a shift in acreage from corn to soybeans. The tendency of farmers, though, is if the ground is good, if the weather is good, if it's going in the ground well, come April and May, they just put another unit of corn in and they default back to planting corn. So the market incentive for holding on to that shift to soybeans needs to be strong enough to make sure they don't make that shift back to corn. And that's why I think we need to have a little bit stronger price relationship between soybeans and corn to make sure it happens. We need to see about a 4 million acre shift from corn to soybeans. Prices need to make sure they make that happen.
Again, that was Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions, hoping the markets will be able to incentivize farmers to plant more soybean acres in 2014. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.